A book called The Voice of the Silence calls such beings, beings who enter such a state, they call that exalted selfishness. Exalted selfishness. Why? Because it short circuits compassion for the suffering of mankind. It's an effect saying, I got mine, I'm out of here, let everybody else take care of themselves. If all beings who achieved enlightenment entered nirvana, there would have been no great teachers. There would have been no Buddha, no Jesus, none of them. We have teachings because there are beings who reach the pinnacle of enlightenment, which is unimaginable, really, to people like us, what that would be. They've achieved the ability to melt into universal consciousness and bliss, and they have chosen not to do so. They've chosen not to do so because humanity is still suffering. Beings like that, exemplified by the great teachers, all the great teachers, one doesn't have to divide and conquer, deciding, you know, which ones were the real ones or which one is the real one. That's like holding a piece of paper up, punching a bunch of holes with a pencil in a piece of paper and holding it up out in the sun and seeing all the rays coming through the piece of paper where you put the holes and arguing about which rays are the real ones. They're all real, and they're all coming from a light that's on the other side of the piece of paper, which is universal and everywhere. So it's foolish to have favorites in the sense of thinking that some are less than others. All these beings, including a lot that we probably don't know about, all these beings have appeared on Earth by choice. If that's imaginable to people like us, to live in a body is confining. To live in a world like this is confining. To interact with people like you and me is confining, because we have to be. We demand to be taken seriously. And so great teachers appear to take us seriously, but they give us teachings which, if we take them to heart, will help us not take ourselves so seriously. And some people come across these teachers and are moved just by the fact that they exist. And they do exist. It's a mistake, kind of a conceptual mistake, to think of any great teacher, or all great teachers, however one wishes to. It's a kind of a conceptual mistake to think of these beings historically. I mean, they did exist historically in a body. They taught whatever they taught to whomever they taught it. And if one studies them very carefully, one will discover that they all taught the same thing in different words to different people at different times. But there's a unity to what they taught. But it's a conceptual mistake to think that they're gone. Insofar as they lived in bodies and taught, and they had a name, in that sense, the bodies are gone. But those beings don't die. Their bodies die. So they're as alive as they ever were. And their influence is as strong as it ever was. And their influence is one of wisdom and compassion. And it's said that if it wasn't for such beings, known and unknown, humanity would be in much worse condition than it actually already is. That they not only radiate wisdom and compassion, but they serve to protect mankind in ways that are unknown. But were they not occurring, we'd be much worse off than we are as a humanity. And these beings who have chosen to remain in contact with unenlightened humanity have done so because they took pledges maybe eons ago. They say that they were once just like you and me. I mean, maybe in the fathomless beginnings of time. But the teaching is that these beings, whichever ones you'd like to think about, were once like you and me. Unenlightened, ignorant. With very circumscribed views of oneself and others. But at some point, they were moved to take a vow to gain enlightenment solely for the sake of helping others to gain enlightenment. And the Kuan Yin pledge is an embodiment of such an idea. I'll read it. This pledge, not literally what I'm going to read, but some version of this pledge, at some point in time and through time, was taken by every great being, or we wouldn't know about them. They wouldn't have been born to teach. The pledge is this. The Kuan Yin version is this. Never will I seek nor receive private individual salvation. Never will I enter into final peace alone. But forever and everywhere will I live and strive for the redemption of every creature throughout the world from the bonds of conditioned existence. Such a pledge. Never will I seek nor receive private individual salvation. Forever and everywhere will I live and strive for the redemption of every creature throughout the world from the bonds of conditioned existence. Forever and everywhere. To take such a pledge is for these beings like the Buddha, the Christ. They're taking a pledge that says it's basically unfulfillable. Forever and everywhere.